Planck believed that the second law of thermodynamics was absolute. Entropy always increases. In Boltzmann's statistical interpretation, entropy nearly always increases. There was a world of difference between these two views as far as Planck was concerned. For him to turn to Boltzmann was a renunciation of everything that he held dear as a physicist, but he had no choice in his quest to derive his blackbody formula. Until then, I had paid no attention to the relationship between entropy and probability, in which I had little interest since every probability law permits exceptions, and at that time I assumed that the second law of thermodynamics was valid without exceptions. A state of maximum entropy, maximum disorder, is the most probable state for a system. For a black body, that state is thermal equilibrium, just the situation that Planck faced as he tried to find the most probable distribution of energy among his oscillators. If there are 1,000 oscillators in total and 10 have a frequency V, it is these oscillators that determine the intensity of radiation emitted at that frequency. While the frequency of any one of Planck's electric oscillators is fixed, the amount of energy it emits and absorbs depends solely upon its amplitude, the size of its oscillation. A pendulum completing 5 swings in 5 seconds has a frequency of 1 oscillation per second. However, if it swings through a wide arc, the pendulum has more energy than if it traces out a smaller one. The frequency remains unchanged because the length of the pendulum fixes it, but the extra energy allows it to travel faster through a wide arc. The pendulum therefore completes the same number of oscillations in the same time as an identical pendulum swinging through a narrower arc. Applying Boltzmann's techniques, Planck discovered that he could derive his formula for the distribution of blackbody radiation only if the oscillators absorbed and emitted packets of energy that were proportional to their frequency of oscillation. It was the most essential point of the whole calculation, said Planck, to consider the energy at each frequency as being composed of a number of equal, indivisible energy elements that he later called quanta. This audiobook is continued on Disc 2.